Namanda, invite you to join me, quieting our minds and joining our hands in reverence. Kokoro shizuka ni gassho o shimashou. The practicer who has realized the diamond-like heart and mind through shinjin and practice, she will without fail transcend and realize great nirvana. Hariki Kongo no Shinjin o eta Nembutsu no Gyoja wa Kono Tariki Eko no Shin to Gyo niyotte Kanarazu kono ue nai Satori o hiraku koto ga dekiru kara Shin no Butsu deshi toyu to Namanda Butsu Namanda Butsu Namanda Butsu Namanda. Morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to thank you for joining us this morning for our service. Yokoso, kyou no omairi de gozaimasu. This past week, we marked the 68th anniversary of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. この前の週は長崎と Hiroshima の原爆の記念の日が迎えました。So on August 6th of 1945, an atomic bomb called Little Boy was dropped over the city of Hiroshima, killing more than 150,000 people. して、1945年8月の6日に、Hiroshima に、Little Boy という、原爆が Hiroshima に落とされて、15万人以上が、それによって、亡くなられました。And then 3 days later, on August 9th of 1945, an atomic bomb called Fat Man was dropped over Nagasaki, killing over 80,000 people. そして6日後の9日に8月の9日にFat Man という原爆が長崎に落とされて108万人ぐらいが亡くなったんですね。So growing up in Minnesota, I read about these events in books and learned about them in school. Has anybody learned about these events in school? Have you heard about this in school? A little bit? Okay, a few people. But so this is something that I learned about in my history classes. And then when I was a college student living in Japan and subsequent trips to Japan, I had the opportunity to visit memorial sites in both cities.で私高校の時にこれ、本でこれを勉強した学校で勉強したこともあったんですし大人になってから日本に住むことになって長崎も広島の記念の原爆記念のところに行けるところがありました。So somehow, even though I learned about these events, they always seemed very abstract to me. They didn't seem likeI didn't have a sense of them as real events, just something that I kind of knew had happened. They were knowledge for me, but not a kind of experience. そして、これは、知識として分かってたんですけど、なんかの経験とか、そういう真実の実感がなかなかなかったんですね。And it continued to be this way until I came here, actually, to Oxnard and Santa Barbara and became a minister.私が開教師になってこのオクスナードとサンタバーバラとご縁があってからそれの真実を感じられたことができました。
And that's because here in Oxnard and also in Santa Barbara, we have had several temple members who were in Hiroshima at the time of those bombings.
そしてこのオクスナードとサンタバーバラにはその時に広島におられた方は何人か。おられますね。
And one of those people in particular who I felt quite close to, Mrs. Helen Takeda, passed away last year, passed over to the other shore in December of last year.
そして、その中の一人の私が、まあ、仲良くしていただいた方、武田ヘランさんが、去年の、12月に往生しました。
So, just this past month, we observed her Hatsubon at our Hatsubon service in Santa Barbara.
そして先月に、武田さんの Hatsubon をサンタバーバラ仏教会で、お務めしました。
So this past week, when I was hearing on the news about the different events that were happening in Japan to mark the those atomic bombings, I found myself thinking about Mrs. Takeda and reflecting on my encounter with her and the experiences that I had spending time with her.
そして、先週この原爆のニュースを聞いたら、原爆の記念のいろいろ行事のニュースを聞いたら、私は武田さんのことを思い出して、私たちのご縁をいろいろ思い出しました。
And so, like many people who've lived through a very sad or very painful experience, she didn't talk about it very much.
まあ、よくこういう大変な、寂しいとか、きつい経験をした人は、あまり口にしないんですね。
However, there's no question that that experience had a really big impact, or made a really big change in her life and the way she lived from then on.
しかし、その後の人生にとっても影響したと思いました。
So, to me, one of the most surprising things about Mrs. Takeda was that for a person who had lived through such a terrible thing, one of the most terrible things in our current living history,she was also one of the most joyful and peaceful people I'd ever met.
まあこの私たちが覚えてる最近のまあ割と最近の歴史の中の最も大変なひどいな一つのことの中でそれを一つ経験した方であっても本当に穏やかな喜び溢れてるような性格でした。
So I paused to reflect this past week as.You know, we hear about, we're reminded of what a difficult time it was for those people, what a horrible experience they must have had. And yet, I think about the person that I knew very well who had that, went through that experience, was also just such a warm and joyful person.
そして私がこの、まあ、いろんな辛いことの、まあ、歴史をまた繰り返して考えながら、その歴史を経験した人は、なぜそんなに明るくて喜びあふれの方でしたでしょう。
So for me, I first got to know Mrs. Takeda when I came from Japan as a ministerial new minister here to Oxnard and Santa Barbara. Shortly after I came, I started to get to know her.
私はサンタバーバラとオクスナードに初めて来た時に知り合った方ですね。
And so I'm still a little unsure of myself at times as a minister, but at that time I was really struggling to find my feet.
そして、まあ、今でもちょっと自信がない時は多いですけど、その時は本当にどうすればいいかわからない時でした。
And so all of my teachers, all the people who had taught me how to be a minister were back in Japan.
私の日本の恩師は、まあまあ、僧侶とか、まあ、仏教のことの全部教えていただいた方々はもうみんな日本にいました。
And so I was wondering, who can I turn to for guidance? Who will teach me more about Buddhism? How can I continue to learn? Because as a minister, it's necessary to keep learning. Who will be my teacher?
そして、じゃあ誰が私の師匠になると悩んでたんですね。
And as I was reflecting on that, I remembered a piece of advice that one of my very firstteachers in the Dharma, one of the very first Buddhist teachers that I knew once gave me.
そして、まあ、最も、まあ、最初の、まあ、仏教の恩師の一人の言葉を思い出しました。
He had told me, whenever you need a teacher in your life, whenever you need someone to give you guidance in your life, someone will appear for you to give you that guidance.
そして、なんか恩師が必要な時に、先生が必要な時に、師匠が必要な時に、誰かが現れてくる、誰かが人生の中に出てくると思いました。
So Mrs. Takeda, over the years, had been a wonderful Buddhist teacher to her friends, to her family members, and to many Dharma school students.
そして武田さんがずっと昔から、まあ、家族とか友達とかダーマスクールの子どもたちにとっても素晴らしい仏教の教える先生となってたんですね。
And from the moment that I introduced myself to her, I could tell that the teachings of the Buddha and the life of the temple had been a real central part of her life.
そして、まあ、初めて挨拶した時からこの人はずっと前から仏教が人生の中心となったと思いました。
Spending time with her, I was reminded of the way that Shinran, the founder of our tradition, describes a true disciple of a Buddha as a practicer who has realized the diamond-like heart and mind. And he says, through this Shinjin and practice, she will without fail transcend and realize great nirvana.
そして、まあ、親鸞聖人の言葉は、誠の仏弟子は、この、まあ、金剛のような信心の心を得て、そしてその信心によって必ず超越して大涅槃に届くと今言われますね。
So, 信心, we use this word 信心 from time to time. It's a heart of abiding faith in the Buddha's teaching. And I believe that idea of abiding faith in the Buddha's teaching was the main idea of Mrs. Takeda's life.
そして、信心というのは仏様の御教えを信じるという心ですけど、この信心は武田さんの人生の中心だったと私が思います。
So whenever I visited her, she would ask me how the temples in Oxnard and Santa Barbara are doing.
そして、見るたびに仏教界のことをずっと聞きました。
And she remembered her old friends in the Dharma and always welcomed me as a new friend.
そして昔の友達もずっと思い出したし、私を友達としていつも迎えてくれました。
And when I think back of our conversations, the phrase she used that stands out most clearly in my mind is, I'd like to know more about you.
そして私たちの会話を思い出すと、最も心に浮かんでくる言葉は、あなたについてもっと知りたいということはよく言いました。
She may have been a little surprised that her new Buddhist minister was this young Norwegian-American guy from Minnesota.
そして、まあ、新しい開教師はこのミネソタ出身の、まあ、ノルウェー系のアメリカ人だったとちょっとびっくりしたと思いました。
For my part, in her, I encountered one of the great Dharma teachers of my life.
まあ、私にとって武田さんは仏教の先生の素晴らしい方の一つだと思いました。
She was a person who always dwelled in the present moment.
常に今の瞬間にずっと注意していました。
And she was always interested in those people around her, very warm and very welcoming to everyone.
そして周りの人に関心を持って歓迎をされました。
And even when she was a little unsure of her surroundings, I never saw her get annoyed or frustrated.
そして周りの人にまあ、何があるかということをわからない時にまあ、怒ったり怒りを出したりすることは見たことがなかったですね。
So in our Jodo Shinshu Buddhist tradition, we talk about this diamond-like mind of a person who lives with a deeply settled sense that they will be realized perfect awakening through the guidance of the Buddha's teachings.
そしてこの金剛、まあ、ダイモンドのような心は仏様の教えによって必ず悟りを開けることを信じている人を表していますね。
So when I reflect on this idea of a heart, a mind like a diamond, I think of Mrs. Takeda.
この金剛、ダイモンドのような心を考えましたら、武田さんのことをずっと思い出します。
She suffered from dementia.And was she was aware that her mind was changing.
そして認知症を持ってて自分の心がずっと変わっていってることは自分が分かっていましたね。
She would often say, things are changing. When she had trouble recalling a name or remembering the details of an experience from her past.
そして、まあ、物事はいつも変わってますねとよく言いました。というのはたまにいろいろ前の記憶がなかなか出てこない。とか人の名前が出てこないときにそういうふうに言いました。
But I believe as a lifelong student of the Buddha's teaching, who had witnessed the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima, that she had a profound understanding of the truth of impermanence.
武田さんは本当の仏弟子 だったし、この広島の原爆も自分の目で見た方として、この無常という真実をよく分かってたと思います。
She seemed to calmly accept the reality that things of this world are constantly in a state of flux, constantly changing.
こういう世の中に物事はいつも変わっていることは、安心して心穏やかに受け入れる方だったと思います。
And yet, dwelling in this world of constant change, her diamond-like mind was in touch, always in touch with the Buddha's wisdom and compassion.
この常に移り変わる世界の中に、そのダイモンドのような心は仏様とずっとつながってたと思います。
And she expressed that truth in the kindness that she showed to me and to all the other people around her.
そしてその仏様の教えの真実を周りの人の親切さとして表したと思います。
In the time that I was able to spend with her, she showed me what it means to live a life illuminated by the Buddha's compassion.
一緒に暮らしていた時は、この仏様の光の照らされている人生はどういうことかと、よく私に伝われたと思います。
She accepted the truth of impermanence gracefully and calmly.
この無常のことを心静かに、穏やかに受け入れれたと思います。
And she showed kindness and concern for the people around her, regardless of the difficulties she herself might have been facing.
そして自分の大変なことがあっても、周りの人にいつも親切にしてあげました。
The last time I visited her before she passed over to the other shore, she was surely in a lot of pain.
私は最後に竹田さんに会った時には、とっても苦しんでたと思います。とっても痛かったと思います。
She had fallen and broken her hip.And had been bedridden for several weeks.
そして一回転んで骨を折りたずっと寝たきりでとても痛かったと思います。
Nevertheless, from the moment I stepped in the room, she greeted me with her usual beaming smile and showed great interest in me and my life.
しかし私がその部屋に入ったらすぐにとても綺麗な笑顔をあげて私のことにずっと聞いていました。
And I've heard similar stories from many other my colleagues in the ministry and other temple members. You go to visit someone in the hospital who's very ill, and all they do is ask you questions about yourself.
そして、私の開教師のお友達とか他の仏教会のメンバーも同じような経験があったとよく言われますけど、誰か本当に病気、大変な病気をしている人は病院に見舞いに行ったらずっと自分のことじゃなくてお前に来た人のことばかりを聞きます。
Perhaps you've had an experience like that yourself.
みんながそういう経験をしたかもしれないと思います。
So people who truly hear and take to heart this Nembutsu teaching, live their lives facing the reality that death can come at any time. And so they don't have a panic when it actually comes for them.
で本当に念仏の死を受け入れる方は、いつ死が来ることの可能性はずっとそれを心の中に持って生きているので、死がやっと来た時にはパニックしたり怖くなったりすることがないですね。
So death has been there the whole time. They realize it's always been there. And so they're totally comfortable with it.
死という存在が常にあるから、それに、ついて怖くない、もう慣れた、というかもうそういう真実をよく分かっていると思います。
And for me, that's the meaning of a heart that is truly settled.
私にとってこれは安心というか定まった心だということだと思います。
So I believe that Mrs. Takeda's encounters with the reality of impermanence.Brought her to live a life with a real sense of immediacy, realizing that each moment we have together is a precious encounter.
竹田さんという方は、この無常のことをよく分かってて、今のすべての瞬間を大切にするように暮らしてたと思います。
She lived her life as a journey to the Pure Land, facing the reality of impermanence with genuine comfort and acceptance.
そして人生はお浄土の方に向かっていることだと自分の心の中に本当に心静かに暮らしてたと思います。
So this week I've been reflecting on those sad events of 68 years ago. My memories turn to Mrs. Takeda, and she gives me real inspiration by reminding me the great power of the Buddhist teaching, which enables us in the face of these great tragedies and great difficulties, a person can, in the midst of that, still be able to live a life that is joyful and peaceful.
そしてあのこういう68年前 の, あのこういう原爆の大変な事情をあのの歴史を昆虫考えながらあの武田さんのことを考えてあのこういう大変な事情に生き抜いた方はあのそれよりあの、まあ、嬉しく喜びの穏やかな人生を来られると思います。 Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏